We want to share with you the class creed we have written this year. We know that God is our Father Almighty, who is everywhere, and who knows us, according to the promises of Psalm chapter 139. We know that God saves us, supports us, and sacrificed his Son for us. Through his sacrifice of his Son, Jesus, we believe it that Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins. Jesus did this because he loves us, as promised in John chapter 3, verse 16. As we pray for forgiveness, God accepts our confessions and answers our prayers by forgiving us of our sin. We believe that during communion, God hears our confessions and forgives our sins. We know that confessing our sin needs to be followed by repenting from our sin, working hard not to commit that sin again. We believe that God gets us through the hard times we face each day and that he provides for our needs.
Please stand if you are able and let us sing the hymn, O Come, Let Us Adore Him. It is found on page number 82 in your red hymnal if you wish to follow along there. Let us sing.
My name is Macy Martz, and my parents are Jason and Megan Martz, and my brother is Dawson Martz. My topic is how the Lord shines in dark times. I'm sure many of us have been through tough times, whether it's the passing of someone or losing that one game you wish you would have won. It's sometimes hard to believe that everything happens for a reason, but think of the outcome of those things. Never forget to look at the bright side, because on the other side, God is working in amazing ways. Therefore, we must learn to wait for him with patience, humility, and hope. We must never lose faith, because what is to come is beyond fulfillment. The Lord works in many ways. When someone is struggling, it is only a test for your faith, and to see if you stick through and turn to God. He will bring out the light and be there for you, no matter what. The Lord will always be with you through your highs and lows. Job chapter 5, verse 11 says, he sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. This verse gives a sense of comfort, knowing that at your lowest, God will be there to bring you up, and that those who are down will be lifted to safety and everything will be okay. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 states, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This verse is telling us that God is within us, keeping us strong even when we are struggling. Nobody is perfect, and we are all going to sin and make mistakes. But God never leaves, and He forgives. He is always guiding us in the right direction, and it is our job to listen, and the light will shine upon us. In the end, turn to God, and He will shine in the dark times.
Good morning. My name is Jace Bernath, and my parents are Ryan and Devin Bernath. My brother is Jeb Bernath, and my sister is Jara Bernath. My presentation topic is how praying to Jesus. As a Christian teenager navigating the challenges of sports, I've discovered a profound source of strength and resilience in my faith, particularly through praying to Jesus during difficult times. Whether on the baseball mound, football field, or basketball court, my relationship with Jesus has been a guiding path, helping me overcome obstacles and push through hard times. In the intense moments of competition, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by pressure, self-doubt, and fear of failure. However, turning to prayer has been my refuge, providing me with a source of peace and reassurance. Before stepping onto the field or court, I like to take a moment to center myself in prayer, asking for strength, wisdom, and courage to face whatever challenges lie ahead of me. Psalm 25:4-5. Show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. It is a plea for God to reveal his ways and teach me his paths. As I seek God's guidance, he lights up the way ahead and leads me in his truth. In baseball, where precision and focus are paramount, I found that praying to Jesus helps calm my nerves and maximize my focus. Whether I'm at bat, on the pitcher's mound, behind the plate, or in the field, I rely on his guidance to make a good and quick decision to execute my skills to the best of my ability. Similarly, in football, a sport characterized by mental and physical strength, prayer has been my anchor during tough practices and big games. When facing strong opponents or dealing with injuries, I have found comfort in surrendering my fears and uncertainties to Jesus, trusting in his plan and way for my life. On the basketball court, where speed and agility are essential, I've experienced the power of prayer to help my performance and maximize my strength. Whether I'm dribbling down the court, defending against an opponent, or shooting the ball, I draw strength from the knowledge that Jesus is with me every step of the way, cheering me on and encouraging me to rise above any challenges that I face. Beyond the physical demands of sport, prayer has also helped me navigate the emotional and mental aspects of competition. From the pressure to perform to the disappointment of defeat, I've learned to lean on Jesus for comfort, guidance, and perspective. His unconditional love and unwavering presence reminds me that my worth is not defined by wins or losses, but by the character and integrity I demonstrate on and off the field. For example, almost 2 years ago, I injured my knee during baseball season. And yes, it set me back a lot. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to catch anymore. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to play football for the rest of the season. I had no other choice but to pray and pray. I knew that no matter what happened, Jesus would and will find a way for me to bounce back, and he did. That year, I ended up being able to play almost 3 games at the end of the football season. That fall, I was able to play baseball. Deep down, I knew that all had happened because of Jesus, guiding me through those tough times and making sure that I was going to be okay. In the end, my journey as a Christian teenager in sports has been deeply influenced by my relationship with Jesus. Through prayer, I've discovered a reservoir of strength, courage, and resilience that pushes beyond the boundaries of the playing field. As I continue to pursue my passion for athletics, I'm grateful for the unwavering support and guidance of my Savior, who empowers me to face every challenge with faith and fortitude.
Good morning. My name is Claire Kern. My parents are Keith and Kim Kern, and my brothers are Kate and Creighton Kern. And today I'm talking about what I believe about the Christian faith. To me, believing in the Christian faith means embracing the teachings of Jesus Christ and spreading the love of Christ towards others. One of the most important things to me when it comes to my Christian faith and believing in God is prayer. The power of prayer is amazing because you know you always have God to talk to through the good and the bad times. I find comfort in coming to church and learning more about God and praising Him, knowing that after my life, I will be able to go up to heaven and live there for eternity. Christianity is a path of being able to grow from your mistakes by asking for forgiveness and trying to learn from your mistakes and spread the love and joy of God. Prayer is one very important thing to me when it comes to my belief in the Christian faith. The main reason that prayer is important to me is because it assures me that I will always have God to talk to, no matter what is happening. James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." This verse helps me remember that whenever I mess up, I can talk to God and ask Him for forgiveness without being worried of being judged. I know that I can turn to God and talk to Him, and He will help me and guide me along the right path. I know that if I ever mess up or make the wrong choice, I can turn to God and ask Him for forgiveness, because Jesus died on the cross to save our sins. Miracle Camp, which is a church camp in Lawton, Michigan, is one of the main things that comes to my mind when thinking about Christianity and my faith in God. After spending a week away from home at church camp for the past 7 summers in a row, I have realized that Christianity and believing in the Lord is a very important part of my life on a daily basis. Every summer, the 7 days that I spend at Miracle Camp is the highlight of my summer. Not just because it's fun and I get to meet lots of new people, but because when I'm there, I get to grow my relationship with God. At camp, we have chapel twice a day, in the morning and at night, and we also have 3 separate devotion times throughout the day. And having all of the worship time makes me feel extremely close to God. The feeling of having a strong relationship with God is a great feeling of joy and love, and I experience this feeling the most while I am at camp. Every year, when I go to camp, it makes me realize how good God is, and on the drive home from camp, I'm always eager to get home so I can start doing my own devotions and readings out of my Bible and keep growing a stronger relationship with God, which is something that is very important to me. Even when I was a little bit younger in elementary school, I would always be sad when my parents came to pick me up from camp because I wanted to stay longer and I didn't want to go home. And on top of that, last summer, after I got home from my week at Miracle Camp, I went straight to my mom and asked her to sign me up to go back to a camp another week, and so I ended up going to Miracle Camp again a couple of weeks later. My mom and dad will joke that they have spent a small fortune for me to go to Miracle Camp, but they will always be the first to admit that it has all been worth it. I believe that God has brought Miracle Camp into my life as a way to show me my love and desire to be a Christian. So as I reflect on what I believe about the Christian faith, I feel like it is a combination of prayer and fellowship with other Christians through things like church camp that has made me realize that believing in Jesus is a very important part of my life.
Good morning. My name is Jesse Meyer. My parents are Nate and Tara Meyer. My brother is Braden Eichler. My sister is Lucy Meyer. My grandparents are Raleigh and Suzette Nassinger. Let's gather today to worship God, worship, grow, and spread God's love in our community. We are so glad you are here. 1 Peter 5-7 states, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." This is significant to me because it serves as a constant reminder of God's care in your life, especially during moments of anxiety and uncertainty. It anchors you in faith, providing comfort, reassurance that you can trust God with your worries. Embracing this verse has helped me find a deeper sense of peace and reliance on God's love, guiding me through life's challenges that renewed strength and hope. Why pray your worries and anxiety to God? That's simple. The Bible encourages us to pray about our anxiety and stress because it recognizes that God cares for us deeply and wants to bear our burdens. When we unload our worries onto Him through prayer, it's like handing a heavy backpack to a friend who offers to carry it for us. It's a way of trusting God with your troubles and finding comfort in His love and care. Knowing that He is there to support us through every challenge we face. God promises to take care of our needs because He is our loving and faithful provider. Just as a caring parent knows and meets their child's needs, God understands our necessities even before we do. Before any wrestling match, I get very nervous, like very nervous. When I found this verse, it helped me a lot with sports and people I'm worried about. Before every tournament now, I pray to God that He'll take away my worries during the tournament. It's helped me a lot. I get less nervous, and overall, I think I do better. When I'm worried for someone, I just think of this verse, my worries all go away knowing it's in God's hands now. Putting trust in God means relying on his strength and wisdom and guidance in every aspect of your life. It's like handing over a steering wheel and letting him navigate, like my Aunt Tammy used to say. When we trust in him wholeheartedly, he not only helps us, but also provides the support, resources, and directions we need to overcome challenges and fulfill our potential. It's like having the ultimate life coach who never fails to lead you towards growth, purpose, and fulfillment. God takes care of you by providing for your needs, guiding you through life's challenges, and offering you with his unconditional love and support. When you trust in God and align your life with his will, he ensures that you lack nothing essential and walk alongside you every step of the way, offering comfort, strength, and encouragement. May the grace and Lord be upon you as you go forth. Walk in faith, knowing that his presence goes by before you. May his peace fill your heart. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you with open hearts, seeking your guidance and strength. As we face challenges in life, we trust in your unfailing love and wisdom to lead us. Grant us to walk in faith, peace to calm our anxieties, and grace to extend others as you extended us. May your presence be with us always, guiding and comforting us each step of the way. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Harrison Roars. My parents are Lori and Andrew Roars. My sister is Callie Francis. Her husband is Andrew Francis. My grandma and grandpa are Randy and Diane Roars, and my cousin is Michael Short. My topic that I chose is how I know the Lord cheers me on in hard times. About a month ago, I was in the quiz team at Archbold Middle School. It was tournament day, and our team was up to play the first match. We were versing Wauseon, and although it was really close, we lost. After we lost, we went back to the cafeteria, and we were sure that we would lose the next match because we were versing Pettisville. It was about halfway through the match, and we were behind by 3 points. I was at the table and thinking that we weren't going to win the match, but I felt that Jesus was there and was cheering me and the team on. At the end of the match, we ended up winning that match and the next match. I also know that he cheers me on thanks to Scripture. In Deuteronomy 31, verses 8 through 9, it says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." Also, in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Another way that the Lord cheers me on in hard times was when I had influenza A. It was really hard because I could barely talk and I missed almost a whole week of school. At that moment, I felt miserable, but I could feel that the Lord was there and was right by my side, helping me get through it. And when I got back to school, there was so much work I had to get caught up with, and I could feel the Lord cheering me on and helping me get all my work done that I missed. I'm so glad that the Lord cheers me on in hard times, as well as having friends and family by my side, helping me through those hard times.
My name's Cameron Stuckey, and my parents are Sean and Jenna Stuckey, and my sisters are Lauren and Courtney Stuckey. My presentation topic is about three different things I learned in my two-year confirmation experience. During my two-year confirmation experience, three things I learned were meaningful Bible verses, you can always rely on God, and what confirmation is. For example, some meaningful Bible verses I've learned are Psalm 23 and Mark 16. Psalm 23, 1-2 is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." And whenever I'm scared, I just think of this verse. I think it is a good verse to know. Another verse is Mark 16, 15-16. He said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." I think this verse is important because It is telling us that we should go out and preach the gospel to everyone. And if you believe and are baptized, you will be saved. All in all, those are two Bible verses I learned that are important. Another thing my two-year confirmation experience has taught me is you can always rely on God. A good Bible verse that reminds me of this is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. This just reminds me if I'm having a hard time, I remember God is always with me and will help. That is what I learned about always being able to rely on God. Another thing I learned in confirmation is what confirmation really means, which means confirming your baptism and testimony. I also learned the importance of why I want to be confirmed, which is being more involved in the church and getting a better relationship with God. And that is what I learned confirmation is and why I want to be confirmed. In conclusion, I have learned meaningful Bible verses that I can always rely on God in what confirmation really is and the importance of why I want to be confirmed in my two-year confirmation experience.
May our offerings today reflect on the gratitude for blessings we have received in our commitment to serving others.
Please join me in our prayer of dedication. Lord, we come before you today to offer our gifts to you and to praise you for all that you have done for us. Amen. I invite the ushers to come forward.
On this fourth Sunday of the month, I invite our ushers to come back in and receive our second offering, with all of that second offering going to our capital campaign. And while they are doing that and you are giving towards that, to share a little bit update on our building project, Bailhar's architects are finishing the building plans. They say they are about a month away. There are two companies they're working with. We are working with an electrical engineer on new electrical service to the entire building, and they're also working with an audio and video engineer for the technology in the sanctuary. Once that's done, they'll provide a final opinion of a probable cost, and they have shared that bidding in our area is more favorable than it was a few years ago. But once we have that opinion of probable cost, we'll have another congregational meeting to share all of that information with the congregation and seek one final approval. And part of that process will be including watching a video. The architects have come up with a video that as you can enter the south entrance, check out the new restrooms at the south end, check out where the elevator is going to be, the new restrooms where the current nursery is, walk into the sanctuary and see all the changes that are going to happen up front. So hopefully that'll be pretty educational for everyone. Once, if there is approval finally on the congregation, then they will begin the bidding process, and we will hopefully get started sometime this year. So thank you for your prayers and your continued support.
Please rise as you're able and join us in our closing song. It is My Lighthouse. Following the spoken benediction, we will sing verse 2 of hymn 579, one of the greatest messages around, Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells us so. Please join us in My Lighthouse.
Hear this word of benediction. May the strength of God sustain us as we walk out of church today. Amen.